Contrary to the philosophy of this throwaway world, old things can still work and things that break can often be fixed. For a few generations now, an East End berry business has been breathing new life into any tool that needs a new edge. The Berry Sharpening Center, located on Blake Street about as far east as you can go in the city, looks like it's been there a long time. And it has. Current owner Steve Judson, who took over the business from his late father, Claire, isn't exactly sure for how long, but prior to the Judsons there were two other knife sharpening owners. Steve thinks residents have been walking through the door to get one thing or another sharpened for about 50 years. That would be scissors, knives, lawnmower and snowblower blades, all your woodworking tools, circular saw blades, planer knives, joiner knives. You name it. He has a sharpening service for just about anything that includes industrial, commercial or residential purposes. If I don't do it, I'll know someone who does, Steve tells Barry Today. Of course, with winter just around the corner, he'll be busy helping young and old alike get ready to hit the ice. Three generations of families have come here to get their skates sharpened, he says. I had been in here when the previous owners had it when I brought my skates in. Judson's father got into the business after working in the tool rooms at two of Barry's largest, at one point, manufacturers, both of which eventually closed, leaving Claire to make a career move. General Electric was gone. Imperial Eastman was gone. He came into a bit of money and he figured this would be a good business for him because he could retire when he wanted to. If he wanted to keep puttering away, he could keep puttering away, says Steve. He was ready to take over when his dad retired. I needed a job at the time and he was giving it up and it kind of intrigued me, so I figured I'd get into it, Steve says. Many of the sharpening tools in the shop could be 50 years old or more, and there's a simple reason why the equipment his dad used to ply his trade with is still in the shop. Because it works, he says. It's all hands-on. There's no automation to any of this. It's an old-time service that has gone by the wayside. Most people throw stuff away now and they don't even consider having it sharpened, Steve adds. Everybody thinks that when something gets dull they just throw it away. There's lots of stuff going to the dump that can be repaired, he says. People don't think about that anymore. You can keep on using stuff and there's no need to fill our landfills with junk. Keeping a good edge on things runs in the family. Years and years ago when my dad was a kid, my grandfather sharpened all his own stuff. He was in charge of sharpening everything in the household, Steve says. You don't need to go crazy buying kitchen knives, he adds. Some people think they have to spend $300 on a knife, and I don't know chefs who would spend $300 on a knife. All they want is a sharp knife. You have to buy something with decent steel and you can keep it going.